This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Cecchi Today, live nationwide and around the world on the second weekend of December. By the way, how's that Christmas shopping going? Oh boy, I got to start planning for that pretty soon. On our show this second hour, actor Kevin Sorbo will be joining us. He's got a new film out called Bernie the Dolphin that we'll be talking about. Later on in the hour, on the channel called Destination America, a story about Bigfoot. It's a series that's coming up with Don McDonald. And then One Funny Lady, comedian Paula Poundstone will be joining us. And then we're going to be talking to Dana Johnson, who has a unique way to shop for very unique gifts for this Christmas. And that's all coming up the second hour, live all across the USA and around the world. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, my first guest the second hour, actor Kevin Sorbo.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Northwest Sun is the new online news source that covers all of Northwest Tarrant County. The Northwest Sun is the online source for local news, events, job postings, and stories that matter to you. The Northwest Sun, serving the people of Northwest Tarrant County. Log on to thenwsun.com or just click the link on your streaming player to visit the Northwest Sun website. If you live, work, or play in Northwest Tarrant County, you want to bookmark thenwsun.com to keep up with your community. The Northwest Sun, because news happens every day.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Cecchi Today. I was so excited to find out that our next guest is going to be on the show. He has been on our program many times, but far and few between. I mean, we need to get him back more often because he's a terrific talent, a great guest, and a terrific guy, too. And his movie is called Bernie the Dolphin. We'll talk about it when we bring Kevin Sorbo on. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Very good, and you know, trust me, next year you're going to talk to me even more. I've got four other movies coming out next year in theaters, and one I actually directed and acted in again.
Oh, with your own company?
Yep.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Great. Well, hey, then I'm looking forward to 2019. I mentioned to you before we went on the air, you have to excuse my voice. I cracked a little bit here, but I got a little bit of a winter cold going. But, hey, when I found out you were going to be here, I had to be here for you. Tell us about this show that's going to be coming out. It's going to be on demand and in select theaters on this Friday. And it's called, I love the name of this, Bernie the Dolphin. Tell us about it, Kevin.
It's a fun family movie. It's from Ambi Production Company, and also Lionsgate is distributing it.
Wow.
And it's going to be in theaters this Friday, December 7th, as you mentioned, in select theaters, about 20 different cities across the country. If it's not in your hometown, then please go check it out on demand. It's sort of a Flipper meets Spy Kids type of movie. It's about two brothers, a brother and sister team that befriend a pod of dolphins, and they thwart my character, who is a real estate developer's, chances to build a beautiful resort with profits, of course, going to him. But it's on an area that is that nobody knows, that it's a sea turtle nesting ground. But these two kids know, and they end up they end up wrecking my day, and it's pretty funny. I think people really enjoy it. Lionsgate loved it so much before it even releases, they ordered the sequel, and I start filming that in Florida next week already.
Whereabouts in Florida, Kevin?
I think we're being in Tampa area for a little bit, St. Pete, and then we're going to be somewhere on the East Coast there as well. I can't remember where they plan on going for the couple days with my character.
Well, I got to say something. You got to let me know when you're going to be there, because I'm in Orlando. I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump away there. Don't take me a half hour, 45 minutes.
There you go. Once you get out of that 3 or 4 mile traffic of the Disney and Universal parks, then you can actually pick up some speed.
Yeah, yes, and I live 3 miles away from Universal. I know exactly what you mean. That's I-4, what they call it down here. Well, that's great. Now,
oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. But let me know when you're there. I'd love to come over and break bread with you one afternoon. But tell us about this young lady, though. She learns to talk to the dolphins, or she has an innate talent to do that?
Yeah, they do a little documentary, her and her brother. They hang out in this area where this pod of dolphins hang out. She befriends one of them in particular. There's a near boating accident that knocks their little boat over, and she almost drowns, and Bernie the dolphin saves her. She names him Bernie after they find that same dolphin that got beached on the sand, and people don't realize that when these animals get beached, if they do survive, they can actually get sunburned, and that's where the name Bernie comes from. Get it? Bernie the dolphin.
Oh, clever.
Bernie goes through a rehab and therapy at the local marina there, and they become very good friends.
Now, Kevin, you've been in this business a long time. You know the old adage that you should never work with children and animals, but you have broken that adage here. How was it?
I told the director that, too. He knows it. So I think that wasn't that from W.C. Fields?
Yep, sure.
It was fun. We had a great time. I'm looking forward to the sequel here. Hey, and the Christmas season is upon us. I do got to give a plug. I have two other movies out now on DVD. They can pick it up at Walmart, or they can go to Amazon streaming. But one is my movie that was in theaters last year, Let There Be Light. Let There Be Light is now packaged with a 40-page devotional book.
Wow.
So please go to Walmart and pick it up, Let There Be Light. I know people in cars will have a hard time remembering all this, but hopefully people at home are writing this down on a pad of paper. And they can also pick up Christmas Dreams, which is a wonderful, I narrate it, it's a wonderful family movie again. It's really for kids under the age of 12. And it's a meeting of the Nutcracker and the Little Drummer Boy mixed with live action and animation. And I'm the narrator, as I said. So Christmas Dreams and Let There Be Light at Walmart or streaming on Amazon. Please go check it out. And Bernie the Dolphin, just not in your theaters, go to On Demand and pick that up as well.
Okay, Let There Be Light. And what was the other one, Kevin? Christmas Dreams.
Christmas Dreams.
Christmas Dreams. You're...
And people get more information on my website. Go to kevinsorbo.net. They can pick up, I can send autographed copies of my book, True Strength, or anything else that I have that people want. So I'm getting a lot of orders coming in already because of the Christmas season here.
Sure. Kevin, I have to compliment you. Your production company puts out a ton of great movies for the family, which is hardly seen these days. So you're like a water on a desert, you know.
You know, I became an actor because I wanted to do movies that were uplifting and positive, and I want to make people think, make them laugh, make them cry, and that's what old Hollywood used to be. I like action movies like anybody else and special effects, but I want to do movies that people can go, you know, I can relate to that character, I'm that guy, or I know someone's like that, and you know, you look at my movie Let There Be Light and What If and God's Not Dead, I've had a lot of messages, people saying, you know, your movies have really made me think about things. And that's kind of what the message is supposed to all be about.
Also, the book, True Strength, is that still available? Because I got to tell you something, that would make a great Christmas gift because it's a story of perseverance, dedication, and strength.
That's my book. I suffered 3 strokes at the end of season 5 on Hercules. A lot of people aren't aware of that.
Yeah.
And it took me 3 years to recover from it. An aneurysm that opened up inside my left subclavicle up near my neck and caused me all kinds of problems. I'm very fortunate to have the recovery that I had. I still have repercussions that I'm aware of, but most people wouldn't be able to tell. And I'm a walking miracle. There's no question. You can ask any neurologist. So the book is really about, you know, these roadblocks we're all going to hit in life. It's, my dad used to say, if your life is perfect, just wait a while.
Yeah.
So everybody's got a story. You know, mine was really to motivate people to stop feeling sorry for yourselves and don't blame your family or friends, God, or anybody else. Look in the mirror and say, okay, it happened. What am I going to do about this now? And push yourself and really try to find your own true strength. It's sort of a sort of a play on words because of the Hercules, obviously. I had a lot of stunt guys making me look like a big, strong stud.
Yeah.
But the reality is you have to find your own strength and own power in life to kind of forge through the bad times that we're all going to hit. And that's life. That's just the way life is.
That's the way it is. Well, I can't believe it's been like 1993, the first time we met when you were down here at Universal Studios with Xena Warrior Princess. That's a long time ago. Boy.
Well, Xena would have been late 1995 because Hercules started in 93. We spun Xena off in our season 3, and we spun young Hercules off in season 5, and that was a 20-year-old Ryan Gosling playing me as a teenager.
Wow. Isn't that some... Gosh, time does fly.
A lot of people don't remember that.
Hey, Kevin, do you still have the golf tournament every year?
No. Nope. I did it for about 5 years. It's just, you know, schedule's too busy. It takes a lot of time and effort put together, but... I'm still part of a World Fit for Kids, my after-school program. We're in 21 years now here in California, and we help 12,000 inner-city kids every year to make their lives, help them academically, physically, and hopefully emotionally and mentally as well with positive messages and, you know, boosting up self-esteem and hope and, you know, we're doing a good job. It's a very good program. It's number one after-school program in the state for 2 decades now.
That's good. That's great. You're always there when it comes to doing something for the other people and that are less fortunate, too. Do your children get a charge out of the fact that you have played characters in video games? Are they of that age?
Yeah, because that's probably what they want to play more than anything right now. I mean, you know, we homeschool. They grow up on movie sets and television sets all the time. So it's like a natural thing for them. It's no big deal. And actually, my two boys and my wife were on my last movie Let There Be Light that I just mentioned. My wife wrote it, I directed it, but all of us acted in it, and they've been in classes for about 4 years now. They did a great job, and it's become sort of a family affair with us as well. My wife and I have our own production company, and we're just staying busy. But I'm in God of War 3 and The Conduit and God of War Requiem, and I was the voice of Maserati for a while, and or Skylanders. I'm the voice of the Crusher, and it's fun to do those things.
Yeah, it is. It's cool when you go in and see the process, how it's done. It's a lot of fun. I've done it a few times myself, and you can't believe you're doing it because it's like not even going to work. It's like going to the playground. Well, anyway, Bernie the Dolphin, which of course stars you and Patrick Muldoon, is going to be released this Friday in select theaters and on demand. And then the other two movies you mentioned again?
Christmas Dreams and Let There Be Light. And they go to ChristmasDreamsTheMovie.com, and they go to LetThereBeLightMovie.com, and they can pick it up at Walmart or go to Walmart.com, or they can go to Amazon where it's streaming right now. And as far as Bernie the Dolphin, they can please go to online. They can check out the BernieTheDolphinMovie.com, see the trailer, or they can get it on demand if it's not showing in their city.
Kevin, also, let me know when you're over in Tampa, over on the East Coast, because I'd love to come over and see you. And I'm looking forward to next year because you'll be back so many times talking about all these ventures you got coming out in 2019.
Sounds good to me, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin. Happy holiday, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks.
Okay. Kevin Sorbo has been our guest. What a nice man he is. He's been a guest of ours on our show for many, many years. And when you want to see family entertainment, Kevin provides it for you. Bernie the Dolphin coming out this Friday on demand and in select theaters nationwide. And before we bring on our next guest, I just want to remind everybody to check our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, and hear the latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
In the event you just tuned in, you're listening to Ron Zedgy today, all across the United States and around the world. And speaking about the United States, a series coming up, actually premiering Saturday evening at 10 o'clock on the United States Destination America channel. And this is a fascinating one. Joining us right now with the show Killing Bigfoot is Don McDonald. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just wonderful. You doing all right today?
I'm doing good now that you are here, and we're going to talk about Bigfoot. You know, this is a story that has perpetuated for a long time. How long has this legend existed?
I've done a lot of old newspaper research. Yes. I actually signed up for a deal where I could access a lot of the old newspapers, and we've got stuff all the way back from the late 1700s as far as newspaper articles of half human, half wild man, things like that.
Really? You said 1700s?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
There are reports from then. I'm not mistaken, even Lewis and Clark in some of their journals mentioned a wild man.
I never knew that. You have a fascinating story, how you got interested in it. And before we do that, I should probably tell everybody that you spent 9 years in the Army National Guard. You're a licensed surveyor. Yep. You also have been trained in all aspects of combat, hand-to-hand, and weapons. You hold a fifth-degree black belt in Taekwondo, which is, of course, a master black belt, and you teach youngsters self-defense. So you have a really varied background. But tell us about an encounter that you had when you were 12 years old.
Yes, sir. Back when I was 12, I was in the Boy Scouts. Me and a friend of mine, I would go out to his home. He lived in the country. Every couple of weekends or whatever, and we would go out and do stuff for our merit badges or just camp, whatever. And blackbirds don't taste very good, by the way. You do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do.
That's it. Me and him were walking up the hill away from his home, and he had his big German Shepherd. We walk up the hill, and the German Shepherd takes off like he's hearing something ahead of us. Well, about a minute or so later, that German Shepherd comes running back between us with his tail tucked between his legs. As 12-year-olds are going to do, we're going to go see what in the world scared that dog.
Sure, right.
We get to the top of the hill, and we find this 150-pound or so hog laying there, still quivering. It was just killed. His back legs were snapped. Something had picked that hog up by his back legs and slammed it into a pine tree so hard that it broke off one of its ribs into the side of the pine tree, and it was dripping blood. We start trying to figure out what had done this, and we see where the leaves had been scuffled. It was going down towards the little creek. And a little ways away, we find this 14 to 15-inch human-looking track. It didn't quite look right. It was kind of flat-footed. It wasn't an arch in it. Everybody had seen the legend of Boggy Creek, and we got to thinking that had to be what that could have been.
You mentioned the fact that this has been around since the 1700s. This is, by the way, a 6-episode series following this hunting trip that you're taking. What do you have in your possession that makes it different from the 1700s that you're going to catch this or even see it?
Thermal vision is a big help. Several of us have purchased thermoscopes. Trail cameras are not going to work simply for the fact it's twofold. These things, when people go put trail cameras out, they're very inquisitive, and they're going to watch these people put their trail cameras up. And also, if they don't see that, we believe they see in the infrared spectrum, which most of your trail cameras use to trip the trigger to take the picture.
Now, when you catch it, or if you catch it, or if you see it, the dilemma, I understand, is whether or not to capture it or kill it.
And I would never capture one, simply for the fact that if scientists get a hold of one of these, they're going to put a wild animal in a cage. They're going to take blood and tissue samples daily because it's an unknown creature at that time. And eventually that's not going to be enough. They're going to want to take it and dissect it. Mm-hmm. That will be cruelty to animals. We're not just trying to kill one. We want to take those that are coming up and killing people's livestock, terrorizing people. When you talk to a six-year-old girl who had this thing at her window, screaming at her window, and she's terrified, it does something to you.
When you talk about a species, you're not looking for just, there's not just one out there in the whole world. You're talking about maybe a whole colony of these things worldwide.
There are thousands of them out there.
Really? Are they in any specific geographical area?
All I know about and research is here in the South. And I know that pretty much every county or every parish in the southern United States has reports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Mississippi, and every one of our counties has some kind of report. But I have several hot areas that are hotter because I believe there are more of these creatures there. Mm-hmm. And some of them are just, I said, they're just plain mean. And we think it's due to inbreeding.
Really? When you say that there's a lot of them, what are you talking about? 100, 1,000? Are they that common? And if they are, why aren't they more frequently seen?
There's not a week that goes by that I don't get another report, particularly in Alabama, that I deal with.
On one of the episodes, you talk about a young lady with a physically challenged husband that live in a very heavily wooded area of Texas. And they say they are terrorized by Bigfoot pounding on the walls of their house and screaming and wailing in the night. Now, have they ever seen it? Could it be a bear?
They have seen it. It was actually on their front porch late one night, and they heard it running across the front porch. And that's where we found the hand. We found the handprint, and we have a cast of it that you will see in the show. When I showed them that hand cast, the look on their face was just crazy.
Yeah. And no aggressive hunter has ever tried to shoot one.
Sure. Most times people just, they see this, kind of like seeing this 20-point buck that they didn't know was there, and they look at it, and they just kind of awestruck by it. And most of them said they just couldn't pull the trigger.
Does it walk like a man or a human?
It does, but it can also get down on its hands and feet and go quadruped and really haul butt that way.
Is it nocturnal, Don?
Any time of the day. I have reports from day and night. They seem to like to get out and holler and scream more at night because of the cover of darkness, but it's day and night. It doesn't matter.
Gosh, you know, that's unbelievable. I mean, you have no idea where they live or anything of that nature.
They're real secretive on where they're at. We have found holes in the side of creek banks. We believe they get in there sometimes and bed up. We found structures where limbs have been piled up unnaturally, and they have pine straw or other debris on top of it, and they get in there and get out of the elements. And a good place we look for is when we're out in a new place,
mm-hmm.
an old dilapidated, rundown barn or old home that's mm-hmm. been abandoned for many, many years.
Yeah.
We have actually ran them out of old abandoned homes in the past.
Unbelievable. And you have no pictures now, do you?
We've got actually a video that's going to be on one of the shows.
Oh, wow. That's
that I got with my GoPro.
Great. Well, it's on United States Destination America. The series is called Killing Bigfoot, even though they're not going to do that. The show premieres this Saturday night at 10 o'clock on Destination America, and its host is our guest, Don McDonald. Don, we're going to be watching. This is a 6-episode series, as we mentioned earlier. Fascinating. I urge everybody to watch it, and I will be watching it, too. I guarantee you, my friend.
It's going to enlighten a lot of people if they watch this with an open mind. They hear killing, and they freak out.
Yeah.
Watch the show, and they'll learn more about these creatures than most of the other shows.
That sounds great. Don, thanks for joining us, and join us anytime. I'd love to continue this conversation. Fascinating.
And you have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you, Don. Our guest has been Don McDonald. Boy, I have to tell you, this has whet my appetite. There's no question about it. Premiering Saturday night at 10 o'clock on Destination America channel, Killing Bigfoot. Our guest, Don McDonald. This is a 6-part series. Interesting. Really interesting. I didn't know that Bigfoot was around since the 1700s. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. John Kelly's job as White House Chief of Staff only lasted 16 months, even though he once said he expected to keep it through the 2020 presidential election campaign.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
President Trump calls Kelly a great guy. He says he will announce Kelly's replacement, who may be on an interim basis, in the next few days. Sources are saying the vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is poised to replace Kelly. More departures could be imminent as Kelly's replacement works to build their own White House team. Kelly met with the president on Friday night to work out the terms of their split. Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his picks for attorney general and ambassador to the United Nations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. And our next guest, she's just a funny lady. And she's done so many things in this business over the years that we're going to chat about. And she's here to talk about her new memoir, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. Joining us right now is comedian, author, actress, commentator, Paula Poundstone. Hi, Paula. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. It's always nice chatting with you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. You know, you're out of Orlando, is that right?
Yes, I am. We have been here for now in our 27th year doing this show.
Wow. I used to work before the show began. I used to work at the International House of Pancakes on the Orange Blossom Trail, 11 at night to 7 in the morning.
Are you serious? What years would that have been?
It was in the, it might have been in 78.
Well, I wasn't here in 78, but I was coming down to visit, and I wish I would have gone there. You know, you could have done a whole routine for me right there at the table.
Absolutely. It was, it was the high water years for the IHOP. It was the glory days. I used to rinse the syrups off, and it made the other waitresses mad. They said, if you rinse the syrups off, they're going to want us all to rinse the syrups off.
Isn't that a memory that you just can't get out of your mind? You know, when you go back to the early days, I was watching an old Johnny Carson Tonight Show last night, and he brought up a very good point. When you're not yet there and you're working to that goal, sometimes all those stories, maybe not at the time, but become the best times, you know. Just think, if everybody knew out there with all your success that you were wiping off the syrup.
There I was, building that backlog of experience that it takes to have something to sink your teeth into as a stand-up comic.
There you go. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So now I've written yet another memoir, which I get to keep doing because I'm not dead yet. It's called The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. My book is a series of experiments doing things that I or other people thought would make me happy. And every chapter is written as a science experiment with the hypothesis and the conditions and hopefully the funniest field notes ever written, because the book's number one job is to be funny. But the question for me wasn't whether I would enjoy doing something in the moment. The question was, what thing could I do that would leave me with some sort of lasting, supply of uplift, so that when I return to my regular life of raising a house full of kids and animals and being a stand-up comic and being stuck being me for 24 hours a day, that you'd still have a good feeling to help you weather the storm of regular life. So the analysis part of each chapter was just that. It was the story of just how that feeling lasted. It was the story of raising my kids and such. It took 7 years to write.
Wow.
So it was sort of the story of 7 years of our lives. And I must have done pretty good, because on the back there's accolades from some heavy hitters. I got Dick Van Dyke and Carl Reiner and Dick Cavett and Lily Tomlin and Trisha Yearwood to read my book and give me blurbs for the back.
That's sensational. You know, the thing about it is, I think a book like this hits a nerve in the mind of the reader, because of the fact that sometimes when people are in the public eye, whether it be in show business like you are, a politician, sports, whatever the case may be, I think the general public seems to think that they don't go through the same trials, tribulations, laughter, and sadness that they do. And I think a book like this brings it home. You know, I mean, I think people are attracted to this because they have empathy with it.
Yeah, I have a pretty regular life for the most part. You know, I'm out working and coming home to the struggles. At one point, I was learning to use a computer, and it had on it, the autocorrect thing. I kept saying, I don't need autocorrect. I have teenage daughters.
Oh, yeah.
Corrected on a regular basis, trust me.
Yeah, and criticized on a daily basis, too. They don't understand how you got where you were before they were there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, how did you get along?
You're telling a story of somebody else other than yourself when you tell kids. I remember having that feeling when my parents would tell stuff too. First of all, with my parents, it was just hard to imagine them functioning without me. I used to, I, I, felt like I did all my mother's errands. How could she have done it without me?
Yeah, right. That's exactly how they get by. Somebody once said, and I don't know who it was, it's a famous saying, that the older I get, the smarter my father gets. You know, I really believe in that. I go down here. 1989, an American Comedy Award for the best female stand-up comic. In 1990, wrote and starred in the HBO special Cats, Cops, and Stuff, which won you a Cable Ace Award, and then, of course, your second Cable Ace Award for Best Program Interviewer on the Paula Poundstone Show, and then, of course, on Sybil. I wanted to ask you about your frequent appearances on National Public Radio, okay? And now, there's a news quiz show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Do you have to change your voice like, no, you're listening to NPR?
No, we are, no, it's just a funny show. We, it's a weekly news quiz show, where we comedically, dissect the week's news. And, no, it is one of the rare, public, radio, programs where we don't have to whisper. There's no classical music on it. You're right. Most people on public radio sound like they're a few feet away from a golf match. But no, we don't have that.
That's pretty funny.
We kind of have a free-for-all, actually. We do the show. We tape the show in front of a live audience. Usually, it depends where. We usually are in Chicago, in which case we're in front of 500 people. But we also travel once a month, probably like we did Red Rocks in Colorado. At one point, we were in front of 8,500 people.
Wow.
And it's a very lively, fun, nice audience. And we answer questions about the week's news.
That's cool.
While we vie for the mantle, I suppose, of most informed. I, by the way, hold the record for losses on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be an award for that, isn't there?
You would think. Because callers can call in and do little quizzes themselves, and the prize is Carl Castle's voice on their answering machine. And I will tell you that I do not have Carl Castle's voice on my answering machine. People always ask me why. I say, because I never win.
I never win. There you go. Why do that? I think I've heard this several times, that you never do the same act twice. Everything that you do in your act is spontaneous. Now, I asked on many conversations with Don Rickles if that was the case. And he said to me, because, you know, we've all seen him 1,000 times before his passing, he had an opening, a standard opening, a standard close, but in between, it never was the same. Is that the case with you?
Yeah, I don't even have a standard opening or necessarily a standard close. I talk to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use that from which to set my sales. And so by its very nature, given that I don't know who's going to be there or what they're going to say, and I let that direct me to what I'm going to talk about, so I would have no way of knowing that ahead of time. And it's nice. It's fun for me. I mean, I know guys who do the exact same thing every night, and they do it brilliantly. I just couldn't do that.
I couldn't either. No.
This for me is a lot more fun. It's more challenging, and I think every audience feels special. I like that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Now I got some dates here that you're going to be at between now and the 24th of next month. Where can we go for more information on dates, Paula, that you're going to be playing across the country, which includes Seattle, New York, Reno, Nevada, Los Angeles, St. Paul, Minnesota, Denver, all the way down to Boston? Where can we learn about all the dates and how to get the new memoir, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness?
Well, it just so happens I have a website.
Oh, wow.
CarlPoundstone.com. That should suit the needs of any listener. CarlPoundstone.com.
Is that really your name?
Yes.
Okay, PaulaPoundstone.com.
Generations ago, my last name, not in my lifetime, but generations ago, my last name was Fugenstein.
Oh, I thought so. Yeah. I had that in the back of my mind. I just didn't want to bring it up. Yeah, right.
Naturally,
of course, PaulaPoundstone.com. Paula, congratulations on the new memoir. Please don't be a stranger around here. And if you get a chance to see Paula in any of the dates that she's coming up, you better do it. Funny lady, show customized just for you. Thanks, Paula. Enjoy talking with you, and I look forward to having you back.
Thanks, it was nice talking with you.
Okay, bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Paula Poundstone has been our guest. Nice lady and talented comedian, author, actress. She does interviews. She's on public radio, National Public Radio, and doesn't whisper, so you know who she is. And she also works as a national spokesperson for the American Library Association's United for Libraries. And there are more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The world, it's Ron Segi today. Talking about around the world, we're going to be talking about a global marketplace for unique and creative goods. Our next guest is a part of a series that's making it, hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. It's a tremendous site. I mean, this is really something that I can get excited about. Our guest is Etsy trend expert, Dana Isom Johnson. And Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you,
Ron. Happy to be here.
That's a very interesting middle name, Isom. That's very cool. Does that have a certain nationality attached to it?
You know what? I have never really to see the origins of it, but I can tell you I've only met maybe one other Isom before in my life.
Yeah.
So one of these days I'm going to spend the time and learn more.
That's very cool. It really is. This is interesting because, as I mentioned in the introduction, it is a way to bring good selling and buyers together for very unique things. I mean, home decor, weddings, fashion, accessories, all kinds of stuff. Explain what this site is all about. I was on it today and was fascinated.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to hear that. So, yes, so Etsy.com, we are a global marketplace, exactly what you said. We are home to, if you can believe it, over 2 million sellers. So that is essentially 2 million small businesses around the globe. And those 2 million sellers are making handmade goods, or they're selling a collection of vintage items, or they're even selling craft supplies. So Etsy.com is really the home of creativity, whether that creativity be, of course, like I said, in those three areas, but it's a way for people to express themselves and to be able to reach over 37 million buyers around the globe as well.
Now, the items that are offered there, are they all custom-made and all unique? Or, you know, you can't buy like a washing machine, right?
No, you definitely can't. Unless it's a vintage washing machine.
Unless it's a vintage.
Yes, but no. So, like I said, we have three main categories. So there are people who are absolutely creating things by their hands that are handmade, or working with, you know, other people to create these items that they have designed, but there's no mass manufacturing. And then there are those people who are selling vintage goods. A lot of our vintage sellers are very tied to specific time frames and are truly experts in either, you know, that decade or that style. You know, perhaps they're experts in mid-modern century furniture pieces or things like that. So that's the type of variety that you're going to see on Etsy.
Give me an example, because I'm thinking of the back of my head, like maybe like an old Coca-Cola machine from the 50s. Am I off base with that?
That is absolutely a potential to be there. Or I can tell you, 2 weeks ago, I bought a vintage 1970s wide black leather belt. So, you know, those things, they completely range from fashion items to home decor and other vintage pieces. So there are lots of things to discover. And I think what's really great is that if you're new to Etsy and you want to, you know, just kind of discover and have fun, you can set your filter to only look at vintage items. So
really?
If you go to Etsy and you just hit the search bar with nothing in the field, if you just kind of want to play around,
yeah,
you can then scroll down, and on probably the middle of the page on the left side, there's a button that you can click either all items, all handmade, or all vintage.
Is this a way that I could sell my mint green leisure suit from the 70s?
Absolutely, and I'm sure there's someone who is looking for exactly that, a tracksuit that's mint green.
I can't imagine who that person is. I don't even want to know that person. Now, there's also another side to this, okay? You can be a seller. If somebody just takes 20 cents to get started, you got to explain that, because that's a really unique feature.
Oh, it certainly is. We are. I won't say we will be. We are the destination for someone to get started with their business or their handmade items or their vintage goods with the lowest barrier to entry. Because let's say you want to create the Ron shop and sell your green vintage tracksuit from 1970. All it takes is for you to create the name of your shop, to take a picture of your tracksuit, to list it, and to list that item is 20 cents. And then if you should sell that item, Etsy, we take a 5% transaction fee, mm-hmm. and we are still the lowest compared to other marketplaces out there. I think the other lowest is maybe 10%.
Yeah.
So we're still very much on the low end of making sure that the money is going back to our sellers. We serve our community of 2 million sellers to make sure that we're giving you tools to operate your business, that you have the opportunity to talk with other sellers and get feedback from them and their success. We are truly a community of creatives.
Is shipping involved in too, or there's a cost in shipping? How do you handle that?
Yes, so shipping is actually actually completely up to the seller.
Okay.
Etsy is really, we are just the bridge that connects the maker, the seller, to the consumer.
Yeah.
So your shipping cost of the items, that is all completely up to you.
Okay.
And we, of course, try to offer education to our sellers to make sure that they're asking themselves the appropriate questions when starting their shop to guide them down the right path. And we have a thing called the Etsy Success newsletter and podcast, and that's really for those people who are looking to grow their business and to help get it started.
Dana, can you sell things like vintage automobiles?
Cars are not there yet, but I'm not sure if that's something that will be in our future plans. I'm not 100% sure yet.
I know that there is a concern amongst consumers about security, especially in an upstart, something that they're not familiar with. Is there a way to secure the information that has to go between the buyer and the seller that guarantees that the information is secure?
All of our payment platforms, we have an entire team that's dedicated to payment. Even though you're working directly with the seller, it's still going through our payment platform.
What a great way to do all of your Christmas shopping and getting something unique. It's always difficult to get something unique for somebody. This is the way to do it.
It absolutely is. And you know what? We've made it a little easier this time around because, like I said before, we have over 50 million items. That's a lot of items to kind of search through. And some people love, you know, the thrill of the discovery and doing that on your own.
Right.
If you go to Etsy.com/gifts, this is a destination that you can shop by categories, even for the pet lovers, so that you can, you know, go by category and really get a more curated experience.
I'm going to do that today. This is a fascinating.
Oh, my gosh.
I like this. I really do. Congratulations on such a unique way to get one stop for all of the holiday gift giving, also making it very personalized. I like that part of it. It's just not the old run-of-the-mill stuff.
Yes, thank you, Ron. I hope I inspired you, and I can't wait to hear what you end up getting for some of your family on Etsy.
Let's do it. Let's make an appointment to meet again, okay?
Sounds good. Take care. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Dana. Dana Isom-Johnson has been our guest. We're talking about Etsy.com, very unique site. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi folks, it's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Well, that's going to wrap things up with Ron Zedgy today on the second weekend of December. I want to thank you for joining us and also our guests for being with us this past 2 hours. And they include From Deal or No Deal, America's Got Talent, you name it, he's on it, Howie Mandel, Charlie Daniels, author David Bossi, Paul Zahn, actor Kevin Sorbo, Don McDonald from the Destination America channel, comedian Paula Poundstone, and Dana Johnson. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live on across the USA and around the world with Ron Zedgy today. Keep that Christmas shopping going. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Zedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.